It's now time for a reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Nathan Eagle is on the line. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, so you have a long list of campaign spending violators. Tell us about that.
Oh, you're not kidding. On Wednesday, there were about 50 or even more who were fined, totaling about $21,000 in fines. That's on top of dozens of others at the Campaign Spending Commission's meeting last month. Now, most of these are for these electioneering statements, the always fun government jargon, for basically a report on how much money they plan to spend on ads coming up. So the confusion for a lot of them was they're supposed to file these within 24 hours of the contract being signed, but a lot of them are turning in late, some assuming it should be 24 hours within the first ad running, for instance. So a lot of back and forth there and a lot of fines as a result.
So some confusion there, but I remember when I saw the agenda for that meeting, I was like, holy cow, what's going on here?
Yeah, I had never seen so many. There are just dozens, and across the board, all the way from the governor on down to council races, anyone and everyone, seasoned and first-time candidates. Debbie Hartman of UPA, the University of Hawaii's Professional Assembly, she was the only one to speak up about it. She said it's a miserable law, and that's evidenced by how many are not complying. But the commission actually gave candidates a break in the 2016 election, saying, okay, this is a new thing. We're not going to fine any of you. 2018, though, be ready. We're going to. And sure enough, they did.
Wow. So who were the biggest offenders?
Senator Lorraine Inouye racked up the most. She was about a little over $3,000 for hers. And it was, again, turning them in late, not turning them in, turning them in wrong, and then having to go back and correct those. And then it was kind of on down the board.
So is there any way to appeal these fines, or they're just stuck with it and they have to pay?
So what the vast majority of them did, if not all, especially for the electioneering statement violations, is they worked out this conciliation agreement, they call it, with the Campaign Spending Commission. That let the fines be drastically reduced by just saying, hey, you know what, we did it wrong. Thanks for lowering my fine a lot. I'll just pay it and move on.
And so what did the newbies have to say about this law, the folks that maybe just, you know, ran for the first time and then found out that, you know, they're included and have got to pay all these huge fines?
There wasn't a lot of newbies speaking up at the meeting, but what I've heard, like, outside of that was that there's just a lot of confusion. It's, oh, my goodness, there's what am I doing? There's all these different reports I'm supposed to do. It's hard to keep up. You know, but separate from these fines and these electioneering statements, the commission also took up a lot of dockets that were just the normal reports that they've required for years and years. And they were clearly fed up. And I haven't seen this kind of change in tone for a while. One commissioner, Gregory Shota, said, we need to fire a shot across the bow. Let's send a stronger message to these candidates who are just, you know, turning their heads and just saying, no, we're not going to do this. And we're going to just turn our reports in late or wrong. And they face these Manini fines. He's thinking, we need to up these. So his colleagues weren't quite ready for that. So, but they did agree to take it up at their next meeting. They're going to review the guidelines for how much they should be fining candidates for these different violations.
Well, I can see how you wouldn't want to have to deal with scoff laws, particularly if some of these are lawmakers and then lawbreakers.
Exactly. And the commission staff seems to really bend over backwards to work with candidates, saying, you know, they give all these follow-up emails and calls. And as best I can tell, and from what they say and other candidates have said, they are trying to help them meet the requirements of the law, because at the end of the day, it's probably less work for them, but it's also just best for the public so that we can see, you know, where these campaigns are getting their funding from and all those kind of important electioneering or election transparency stuff.
So if they have to pay these fines, when are they due?
I want to say it was within 20 days, but I'd have to check.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Nathan. I appreciate the story. It's really interesting.
Thank you.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.